Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
I love the morning show.
Classy, bougie, and savage. Star 102.5.
The actor Michael Keaton was in the, he was looking for he owned some horses. He was looking for a saddle, a new saddle for his horses. And he thought, well, he found a good saddle maker, and he was going back and forth with them. And then things took a turn when it wasn't exactly what he thought.
I went up to a shop. I said, yeah, let's get started. Then we would email. And we're going back and forth. And he'd respond, and then there would be these gaps. And I'd go, hey, how you doing? Just checking in. You know, we were talking about the engraving down on the bottom. Keep it simple. But yeah, okay, ha. And I'm going, all right, you know, he's enjoying this. And then one day I emailed, let's wrap this up. He emails me back, who is this? I go, who is this? What are you talking about? Who is this? I had been mistakenly emailing Bradley Cooper. Yeah, I thought it was hysterical. And he said, I thought it was really a great gag, but I kind of ran out, you know, because you were getting really specific.
Yeah, so he was emailing Bradley Cooper instead of the saddle maker.
Yeah, the saddle maker was Cash Cooper. So
Bradley Cooper,
up, yeah.
You know, after a while, I was like, I don't know what to do with this anymore. This is done.
I thought he was just kidding, like it was an ongoing joke.
Right.
Yeah.
Completely mistaken of who he was emailing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this happens. Sometimes you're just off a little on the name, like you think you're emailing, you know, like he did, one Cooper. You're supposed to be emailing another Cooper. This just happened to me because I was trying to get a hold. I found this guy who does this this podcast, and I thought, oh, this might be fun to talk to this guy. So I track him down on Facebook, and I give him a whole spiel. I'm like, hey, this is Colleen. I co-host Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. We're in Des Moines. I found this. This is interesting. I think you're interesting. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't hear anything. And then like a day later, the guy messaged me back, and he's like, that's not who I am. He says,
did he want to come on the show?
He says, I'm a mailman. I don't think you're going to find that nearly as interesting as this other person you're looking for. So it was just totally wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Totally wrong person. Not even, you know. But then I'm always, you know, a little embarrassed because here I've given you my life story. And and it's just wrong.
I bet it didn't stop there. I bet you had follow-up questions.
I did go back. I was like, I'm sorry. I said this happens, and then he came back, and he said something else, and then,
tell me, what is exciting about being a mailman? Tell me your story.
It was like, we did talk about this. Remember, we talked about, because I had been, it was a person, it was a wrong number. Remember,
yes.
I thought it was one of Rory's friends.
Because you had
mom's.
No idea where your children were.
I didn't know where my kid, I didn't know where Rory was, and so the person texted me back, and they're like, I'm not who you think I am.
Right.
Good luck finding your kid. And then, like, it happened again.
Okay.
Wow.
Apparently, this happens to me quite a bit.
I was going
to
say.
Double check things a little bit.
280-1025. Curious. Did you ever have an email or text exchange with somebody? Wasn't who you thought it was supposed to be, or, you know, who you were talking to?
Well, and, like, in this case, they obviously know each other. It was just a total misinterpretation of, you know, what was actually happening. Mm-hmm. It was a real who's on first.
No, it was.
Anyway.
Why do
Kurt
you always bring up who's on
when
first?
I say that. So I have to say it. Sorry. It's just a little inside thing there.
280-1025.
I want to be on the outside.
Susan in Humboldt now. All right, Susan, what happened?
Oh, my younger son, he hesitated putting me on Snapchat. You know, because they don't want you to know what they're doing. So he added me, and I continued to snap him pictures of our dogs, like every day or a couple times a week. And so he deleted me. Well, I added him back. Well, I thought it was him anyway. So I continue to send dog Snapchats to my son, Tyler. And he didn't say anything. Like, he just kept going on. Once in a while, he would reply and whatever. It was months, like 6 or 8 months, and I couldn't get a hold of him, so I sent him a message through Snapchat, and he replied, like, I always call him guy or son or whatever. He replied just like my son would.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him where he was at and whatever, and he finally then, he said he was, like, in somewhere in Minnesota, and I'm like, Minnesota? What are you doing there? Here it was a kid that was the same name as my son. His name was Tyler, and he just continued to look at my snaps. I know he didn't delete me either, so he just kept getting dog Snapchats from me.
He thought the dog was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the kid code, though. You know, they figure out, I'm going to save some other kid a lot of trouble.
Like, they weren't kids even. They were, like, young adults. Like, he had played soccer somewhere. Like, he's playing college soccer. My son was in college. And so, the day that we figured out, well, I figured out, it wasn't my son. We had, like, a 45-minute snap conversation. We just, like, it was just this whole thing. I finally felt weird and deleted him. But, we had, like, a 8-month mother-son dog Snapchat conversation.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Susan. Yep. You have a great
day.
Take care.
Go Cyclones.
Mornings in Altoona are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. On Star 102.5.